Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our meeting. It is 1:30 PM on February 7th, 2023, and time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. To my right is Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President. To my left, Commissioner Tony Goldstone, Secretary, John Harlow, CEO, General Manager, at the name table there. Sean Arano, Interim General Counsel. Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director. Jenny Rich, at the computer there, working out all the technical things. Deputy Clerk of the Board. And Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board, at the sign-in table. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the proposed agenda?
There are no items to be added.
I have none.
Thank you. Comments from the public is item 2 on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. And I invite you to join me now with the flag salute for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
and justice for all.
Are there any comments from the public? This is part 2 on our agenda, comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? Please state your first and last name for the record.
There is no public comment.
Okay, thank you. Number 3 on the agenda is our consent agenda. And first thing is approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of January 24th, 2023. B is bid awards, professional services contracts and amendments. C is consideration of ratification, certification and ratification, and approval of the district. D is consideration of a resolution revising the non-union salary structure table in certain portions of the salary administration program. We'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Any questions, commissioners?
I have none.
Okay. So I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye. All opposed, no.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item 4 is items for individual consideration. And this is consideration of a resolution designating an authorized representative and alternate for coordinating matters relating to the district's request for certain disaster assistance funds from appropriate federal and state agencies for the November 3 through 8, 2022 severe winter storms, straight line winds, flooding, landslides, and mudslides event. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Okay, Leslie Moss, or is it Mays? I'm sorry, Mays?
Moss.
Moss, it is Moss. Leslie Moss is available to answer any questions regarding this resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are no comments.
Any questions from you, commissioners? I have none.
I have none.
Okay. So I will call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye.
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 My apologies, Commissioner.
You just quit today. I vote aye as well. Three ayes. B, consideration of a resolution adopting and authorizing implementation of the Snohomish County PUD 2023 through 2027 strategic plan. And Laura Lindke is available today to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
No public comment.
Any questions or comments from you, commissioners, about the resolution to approve the 2023-2027 strategic plan? Any questions or comments?
I just have a comment. Just a few pages here. I was just, when I was reading this, and it encapsulates a whole heck of a lot of work, really good work. So, just a comment.
Many, many sticky notes, right?
So many sticky notes and tens of thousands of voting stickers.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm very pleased and very impressed. It's one of the most authentic things, processes that I've seen like this. Really, really appreciate the hard work. And think it'll serve us well.
I'm wondering, in your experience, John, have you seen anything comparable in other PUDs or? Are we ahead of the game?
I can't speak to other PUDs. I can speak to my experience at other IOUs or other utilities.
Okay.
And actually, Laura and I have had conversations that, although this has been a little longer process than what I'm used to, I think the value that we will gain from the kind of starting from ground zero and have built this out, it's been an ELT team building exercise. I think it has brought a lot of folks together from across the organization, and the very methodical and deliberate approach that we've taken, as Sid said very well, will serve us well into the future. And I am extremely, extremely proud of the product, where we are at this point, and even what it leads us to in the future, and even more proud of Laura and the entire team that have put this together. It is, I brag about this often and had the opportunity to brag about it a little bit this past weekend at a LPPC meeting, and our strategic planning process is what I would consider a best practice for sure.
Yeah, it's an anchor that we needed.
Yep.
So thank you. We can trim our sails and go forward. Thank you. Thank you very much. With no questions from either the public or the commissioners, I'll call for the vote. Please say aye if you approve, and nay if you don't.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Three ayes. Unanimous. It passes unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Part five on our afternoon agenda is the CEO General Manager's report. Are there any reports?
There are. I have some more exciting news to share with the commissioners. First off, our Arlington Data Center is now supporting district operations. Over the weekend of January 21st and 22nd, ITS successfully implemented the first phase of major networking change to bring the district's Arlington Data Center online. The work is the foundation to provide robust, world-class information technology infrastructure to serve our customers. The project's second phase will populate Arlington with additional failover systems. After phase two, either data center will be able to run the district's information systems, each capable of carrying the entire information technology workload. And that is a huge win and a huge step forward in that project. As you all know, that's been going on for a number of years. Customer and Energy Services, PUD, made SEPA, which is the Smart Electric Power Alliance, 2023 Utility Transformation Leadership Board. We are one of 12 utilities, a combination of both public and IOUs across the country, that have been recognized as utility transformation leaders. Announcements of this recognition will be seen in publications next week. Our selection was based on an analysis of data we provided on SEPA's utility transformation survey. So Again, more great news. From our generation and power rates, transmission, and facilities, our facilities group, the North County Community Office construction continues steadily forward with anticipated completion still holding for early 2024. Foundations have been poured for both the office and the warehouse. Work continues on all the underground plumbing and electrical installation before slab pour begin in the next few weeks. The loading dock concrete foundation pour will be completed mid-February with additional site improvements ongoing. And from the generation Jackson Powerhouse, tenant improvements were determined to be substantially complete on Wednesday, January 23rd. Supply chain issues did cause delays on several elements of the work. However, those will not prevent the district's beneficial use of the renovated office spaces and control room. Final completion is scheduled for mid-May of this year after the remaining items have been delivered and installed. This is from our government affairs, but this is actually a another one of the very collaborative efforts. Back in November of 2021, you'll remember, Congress passed a bipartisan infrastructure law, which included $3 billion in grant funding for fiscal years 2022 through 2026. Staff has been watching those grant opportunities, specifically the Grid Resilience and Reliability Program, commonly referred to as GRIP. These grants are designed to enhance grid flexibility and improve the resilience of the power system against growing threats of extreme weather and climate change. In November of this past year, 22, the Department of Energy released their funding criteria for GRIP grants. Focusing on our long-term plans, staff identified a concept seemed to be a good fit for the Smart Grid grant funding. We submitted our concept to the Department of Energy in late December and heard last week that we've been invited to submit a full grant application. And a little more inside baseball, I was with some of Kim Johnston and our GA peers who are this past weekend at the LPPC, who are also close to this process. My understanding is there's was over 100 plus applications, and ours was one of the very few that went through with flying colors. No edits, no red lines. They were very impressed with our application. Again, it's another testament to the capability that we have of our folks here at the PUD. Snow Smart is the title of our concept, and it is a grid infrastructure and software project that will improve our response to wildfire conditions, improve system reliability, and enable smart grid technology like a self-healing grid. Staff are digging into the requirements of the grant application and plan to make a presentation to the commission on the project in the next month. It's one of those things that we are rewarded, and we're rewarded with a whole bunch more work, but it is a great opportunity for us. And just a couple other items to mention. I attended, as I mentioned, the LPPC CEO meeting this past weekend, and the CEO of EPRI, which is the Electric Power Research Institute, Arshad Mansour, gave a nice presentation on climate change, the rate of decarbonization in the electric utility sector, electrification efforts, and resiliency. And I will send that presentation onto the board. It's got some excellent information. And we are a member of EPRI. We do engage with EPRI on a number of different projects. And it's interesting to see their perspective on how the electric sector is going to change dramatically over the next 20 plus years. And then also Jim Robb, president and CEO of NERC, and Rob Manning, who is a trustee on the NERC board, gave an update on the NERC strategic priorities and the things going on with NERC. Very informative. And that's all I have. Open or ready for any questions.
Wow, that was fantastic. What about, could you go spell out again what SEPA stands for? SEPA?
Yes, I will.
I know we have a state environmental protection agency. So.
We love acronyms. Yeah. Smart Electric Power Alliance.
Oh, I never
heard that. I always wonder what happened to run out of the letter combinations. Yeah. So now we're reusing them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, and GRIP is the Grid Resilience and Infrastructure what?
Grid Resilience and Reliability, I believe. Grid Resilience and Reliability Program.
Okay, get a grip, huh?
Right, we're trying to get a grip.
Okay, out of 100 applicants, we were one of how many? How many did they actually award?
I'm not sure. Kim, do you know how many they? the intel I had was just that ours went through without, it was viewed as a very, very good proposal.
Yeah, we don't have exact numbers yet. We're hoping to get that from the Department of Energy of how many people floated concepts and then were invited to apply. But we can say that in hearing back from them, there's kind of a form that they give us that has check marks next to areas of improvement that are needed.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any areas of improvement for our concept. So as gracefully said, there's a lot of work to do over the course of the next 6 weeks. And we're diving in head first.
That's great. So, oh, excuse me. I was just going to say kudos. That's fantastic report.
The next stage is then we will learn, is there, has money been pocketed, identified for, pocketed, that's totally, pocket that money.
So we've identified a concept, and you'll hear more about this in the very near future.
Yeah.
We're preparing a full presentation for you so you can understand exactly what we're going after with this grant. Maybe I'll leave it at that because I think we'll get to most of the questions that will surface in that presentation.
Okay.
We just haven't squared away hard things, but the very longest we wait is a month for that presentation.
Wonderful.
Hopefully sooner. We're rocking and rolling on this.
Okay.
Well, congratulations again. It's fantastic.
And it is exciting because it really, it's us being able to take advantage of potential funding for some projects that were already, you know, in process, and would just allow us to accelerate those projects and have the financial benefit and our customers and at the end of the day benefit.
And then as a general comment, you know, this speaks to the character and the competency of the utility, because over the years, this utility has garnered millions of dollars in grant money.
Mm-hmm.
Millions.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Oh, I like it a lot.
I had, let's see. Oh,
okay.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
I just had one other question, and I hope the answer is yes. Of this grid resilience money, is any of that for security? I mean, grid reliance, resilience, no, grid resilience and reliability program. Is any of that for security of the grid? Because, you know, the latest thing from Baltimore was people were trying to take down the whole grid system, and two people were arrested, thank goodness.
Yeah, so you're talking physical security.
Yes.
I'll ask Kim to come up, but my initial answer would be no.
Okay.
Because of the timing of when these grants were put in place and how they were kind of thought about to enable the electric sector to move forward on reliability and resiliency, but there wasn't a lot of the physical attacks that we've seen lately. So I don't think that was actually factored in. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody couldn't submit you know, a project that would incorporate some of those things. That,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that would be my initial answer. I don't know if you want to correct me.
No, I think you're right. There might be some criteria that would overlay there. I actually think outside of these grant opportunities, this is an area where we're likely to see some action. Bipartisan action from Congress over the next 2 years is looking at some of these grid security measures and potential funding for how we strengthen security across the nation for some of the critical infrastructure. So it's something we're watching really closely. I would expect that we'll see hearings. It's something that I know Kathy McMorris Rogers, who's Washington State Representative, she's the new chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and she cares deeply about and plans to, we'll see some action from her on that topic.
This works.
And there were conversations on that topic as well at the LPPC meeting. And of course, Jackie Flower from Tacoma, you know, talked about their experience. And one of the CEOs from North Carolina, the same thing with that, that attack. And that was during the conversation with Jim Robb. So they are highly, highly aware that this is an area that they've got to be mindful of and go after and address appropriately.
Right.
And FERC is going to start pushing on it as well.
Yeah, it's so important to protect the grid and all of our substations region-wide.
Yeah.
And this seems to be a weak spot right now. And the extremists are after whatever they can do to create more chaos.
Yeah.
All right, I think those are all of them, right?
Commissioner, do you have comments?
Yeah. I just wanted to say congratulations on the grant, and even, it's so impressive to win an award with 12 utilities in the nation, public and for profit. I mean, that's really, really impressive. Yeah, that's very cool.
I agree.
And picking up on what you were talking about grid security, I've been thinking, you know, it's not on the door. I think it's already opened the door. But couldn't we dig through some of the red tape and all the bureaucracy to get some action within a relatively short period of time? I'm sorry, I would just say we need the help now.
I think that is the case. Not from a financial perspective, but as far as taking action, utilities coming together, sharing, best practices and ways that they're going to approach physical security, and NERC weighing in on that, I think you will see some action. And there are some steps being taken by a number of utilities, including us.
Yeah, I've been reading up on that, I didn't know if it had something to do with Congress or some action by Congress.
I think those doors are even being explored, as Kim touched on. I will just say the awareness around physical security is off the charts right now.
That's good. It's really a tactic of war, as we see in Ukraine, with the energy infrastructure being part of it.
Well, and the good news, I will say good news, that the two people that broke into the Tacoma substations have both been caught, and they are, my understanding is, without bail and subject to pretty stiff time in prison. Where they're looking at this as it's a serious deal.
Yeah.
Which also sends a good
it's
message.
It's so important that our institutions of law enforcement be trusted again, because that's part of the goal, is to undercut the trust in our institutions, different parts of our law enforcement.
Well, the interesting thing about this too is jurisdictional issue between the FBI and the local police agencies and state police. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Everybody coming together and figuring out the best way to approach this and prevent it.
Thank you very much for all of your reporting on all of that. And we'll move on to part six, which is commission business. Commission reports. Do you have any reports?
I don't have any reports, but I checked with you, and you weren't hadn't asked anybody specifically, but I was surprised that this month's meeting of PPC was also on Zoom, and I took opportunity of that. But does anyone know if that's going to be standard for all of their meetings?
Jason Zaskowski, AGM for Facilities, Generation, Power Rates, and Transmission. And yes, they are going to try to make that a standard thing this year.
That's good, because I saw they had like over 50 people on the Zoom calls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good. Did it look and sound good through the. They were using some.
And there was that one glitch where they lost us for a few minutes, but no. But I mean, I think that I appreciate that they will continue that, because it saves utility money, and the PUB has good representation there already. So,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. And Jason did a marvelous job representing us at the PPC meeting. And it was, I have to say, after not being in any in-person meetings for any of those associations for almost 3 years, For me, it was a great joy to be back and reconnect with so many people that I had met previously at PPC and PNUC meetings and just share, you know, so much. So for me, it's a great value to be there in person. And Portland's not so far away, so that's great.
Yes, that is good. I do think that is one place we need an acronym, though, is in Jason's title.
How about just smart guy?
Yeah.
S-M-A-R-T. So,
I want to comment too. So I was very impressed with PPC and the work the executive group did. And it was really wonderful to hear people, different members of that group whose utility were vastly different and had very different items of concern, be able to talk about each other's items and understand them.
Yeah.
And so it's very impressive.
Yeah, there's
so much. I'm proud that we're represented so well.
Right, sorry. We have such a wide range of characteristics of all the utilities there, and with different needs and different challenges with the in a climate constrained world that's at us, coming at us really fast, and how they're going to, and their fears about how they're going to meet their needs. There's so many things that are happening right now that I'm really thankful that this PUD is looking at a wide range of answers right now. So yeah, we had such a good meeting on the second, the first, but especially the second. We had John Hairston, who's the administrator of VPA there. And it was just fantastic. And one thing I just would like to mention is, on Friday, we had a PNUCC, you'll have to help me, as public
Pacific Northwest Utility Conference Committee.
Pacific Northwest Utility Conference Committee. Anyway, it's a mix of for-profit and not-for-profit utilities. And I was very interested to attend that and to get to chat with some of the people who were involved with the new small modular reactors. We had new amps, we had Terra Power, and what was it? The one that Grant PUD, I think that's related to new amps though. No, that's New Scale. New Scale. Anyway, I have a lot of information. If anybody's interested in seeing what I brought back, it's really fascinating. And the only problem is a lot of it's not going to be available for quite a while, because of all of our processes that we have to go through, but it's very promising, very, very promising, it really is.
It is promising.
And it's so different from the old forms of nuclear power.
Yeah, I think there is potentially a good path forward for nuclear fusion or fission, either one or both. And it is also, again, bragging on our team, we are not just engaged, but we are doing a great job. Jason and Garrison and Calstrom and the entire team of really being a good partner, collaborator, and influencer in those conversations with PPC and BPA. Yeah,
very proud of our team. It's an influencer, the big guy.
Yeah.
And that's so important. And on the you commended the work of the executive committee, working on collaboratively with regard to meeting the needs of all the utilities in the next Bonneville power contract. That's been going. That this format and the effort that's gone into this, I think over time this has been evolving. But to me, this was the most inclusive I've ever seen. And in the past, it's been the job that the task was to look at what won't work rather than look at what will work.
Yeah.
And those are tough calls for these utilities.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure it's not news to anybody. There are pros and cons to every form of energy. And that's what we have to weigh. And so I was encouraged to learn, and maybe Jason can elaborate on this, but I was encouraged to learn, as I understand it, that the storage issues with the small modular reactors is going to be much less of a problem, the storage of the spent uranium. rust ban fuel.
Yeah, so I don't have a, like an expert answer on that, Commissioner Wolf. But I think over time, the amount of fuel they use and the ability to recycle it and really
exactly.
get it down to where there's very little left will minimize the amount of storage that's needed. I was going to comment on a comment that you made, Commissioner Olson, and that is, you know, we're really trying to focus on building good relationships with the other utilities. We work a lot with the other ones in the Puget Sound region, Seattle, Tacoma, UF, but also with those in Eastern Washington that we maybe traditionally haven't worked with as much, Benton, Klickitat, building those relationships, Chelan and Grant, because we're all trying to figure out how to solve these issues. And so it's been really, really good. And I really enjoyed being a part of that small group, and it's just been a great opportunity.
Well, I would say that relationship building really worked off, because the number of people, there's not very many people who have a concern about their conservation efforts in the past and being reimbursed, one of a very small handful. And that was almost half the comments about people understanding utilities, they've done lots of conservation, understanding where they came from, seeing value. And also the comment somebody made, I can't remember who, that person said I could work for any of these utilities, I would be making the same arguments. So that's really powerful.
Yeah,
you can really see things from other person's eyes.
Yeah.
Seattle City Light is another utility like ours, which is really serious about conservation and energy efficiency and how that can be incorporated into the value of what we do and what we will be doing.
Absolutely.
That's exciting.
Yes.
We're one of the few, two of the few, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're definitely leaders, and I'm glad that we're sticking to our guns on them.
Yeah, and we work with them, and they're great to work with.
Yes. So is there anything else to report from our commissioner?
I have nothing else.
I think that does it for us. And the governance planning, are there any changes to the governance plan?
We received an email today about the state of Everett, and so I'm planning to go to that. I think that is March 9th.
March 9th, okay. And this is a reminder to us as commissioners, Commissioner Olson, Commissioner Logan, that by tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, Melissa needs our ideas about what we would like to accomplish in our retreat that we may or may not have. Right, Melissa?
Correct.
So is it like by 5 p.m. tomorrow?
I said my name.
Close of business tomorrow.
Like a star.
Anytime tomorrow.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
Commissioner, did you say the 9th? Is that the one that's at the arena down the street?
I don't know where it is.
March the 9th.
Yeah, it's in the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there any further business to come before the board?
We go over our governance planning calendar.
I asked if there are any changes.
Oh, I thought that was event calendar.
I get mixed up on those two.
I don't think there's any changes to today.
Not this time.
Okay. There being no further business, as I understand, there's no further business to come before the board. There being none, it is. Just a moment, it is 2:04 p.m. and the meeting is now adjourned.